had offered their horses to help enhance her training. Only time would tell if she could turn her volunteer work into a form of income. "Dad, what did you find out about Adrian?" Angela asked as she continued to massage the gelding. "Did you call her work?"
"Yeah. The lady I talked to said they don't know where she is."
"What's this about?"
Garrett asked.
"Adrian Howard. She works and lives out at Valley Vista Hot Springs. She's a massage therapist the kids and I met about a month ago. She's been coming to the clinic to practice massage on horses."
"She was supposed to come this afternoon, but she didn't show," Angela said.
"Maybe she forgot," Garrett said.
"I seem to do a lot of that lately."
Cole shook his head.
"I doubt it. She had several appointments, and it's not like her to miss them."
"There's no reason for concern, is there?"
Garrett said. But Cole could read the concern in his friend's eyes anyway, and why wouldn't he worry? After what happened to Grace, they all did.
"I don't know what to think. Anya, the therapist I talked to, told me Adrian worked yesterday morning at the Hot Springs, business as usual. She was scheduled to have the afternoon off, but she didn't come home last night. I don't know. Maybe she just decided to take off. People do that sometimes."
"I'd sure be worried," Garrett said with a frown.
"Apparently her co-workers notified the sheriff's office that she's missing."
"Have you called Maddie to ask her what's going on?" Angela asked.
"No. Maddie's in Denver today at a training exercise. She'll be back tomorrow. I'll check in with her then."
"We need to do something before tomorrow, Dad."
Angela's tone sounded reproachful, nothing new to Cole. He'd had a hard time pleasing his eldest lately.
"I'm sure the sheriff's office is taking care of things," Cole said, hoping that would put her mind at ease.
But Garrett wasn't ready to rest easy either.
"What if she's the victim of foul play, like our Grace? We need to see how we can help find this lady. I'll call the sheriff's office and see if he wants to mobilize the sheriff's posse to search for her."
Cole had joined the sheriff's posse himself after Grace's death last summer. The group of mounted volunteers helped with crowd control at county events and rodeos, as well as search and rescue in the local wilderness area. Angela was giving Cole a look that he found irritating.
"It's a big country we've got here," he said, trying to explain. "I don't know where we'd start to look. Maybe Adrian decided to leave town on her own. We don't know yet if she's truly missing."
"Well, we've got to do something to find out. We can't just sit around and wait," Angela said.
"We might not have a choice."
Cole finished wrapping the gelding's leg and stood.
"I tell you what, I'll call Sheriff McCoy and see if they know anything yet. Why don't you go ahead and load this guy, Garrett? Maybe by then we'll have some answers."
Cole released the end of the stocks and swung the sidebar wide so Garrett could back the gelding out. Its shod hooves scraped the concrete floor as it moved out of the equine treatment room. Angela followed Garrett and the horse outside, leaving Cole alone as he pulled out his cell phone and scrolled to the sheriff's office phone number. The trouble with drug traffic through town last summer had made him cautious, and he'd placed both Deputy Maddie Cobb and the sheriff's office on his contact list. A woman answered the phone.
"Timber Creek County Sheriff."
Cole identified himself.
"I'm a friend of Adrian Howard's, and I'm worried about her. I'm wondering if I could talk to Sheriff McCoy."
After only a brief time on hold, Cole recognized the sheriff's voice immediately. Its deep, rich timbre was unmistakable.
"Hello, Cole. I understand you're calling about Adrian Howard."
Cole explained the relationship he had with Adrian and how she'd missed her appointment earlier in the day.
"The kids and I are worried about her, so I thought I'd call and see if anything had changed."
The sheriff hesitated, as if choosing his words carefully.
"We're taking her absence seriously, Cole. I'm concerned enough that I've authorized a missing persons report."
"I don't know Adrian very well, but it seemed out of character for her not to show up."